I'd accepted Nathan's invitation to preach tonight, and on the basis that I could utilise tonight's sermon again, I later agreed to lead the service at Crossroads in Werribee on Monday, on Boxing Day, overlooking the time required to put together the service and PowerPoint. I then discovered that in the year when our readings come from Luke's Gospel, in the space of 24 hours, when you have Boxing Day on the 26th, Jesus ages 12 years. And having just heard the tragic death of so many 12-year-olds in Devonport, I could not help but be struck by the similarities in their ages. When you're not regularly preaching, it's not advisable to be simultaneously preparing two sermons with related but different thoughts running around your time-stressed brain. So in order to bring some order to a discombobulated collection of thoughts, I chose to take a leaf out of Nathan's book. And it is with gratitude to two preachers that I have adapted Nathan's paraphrasing of the sermon preached by Ephraim the Syrian during his time as teacher in the church in Mesopotamia in the 4th century. Blessed be that child, the child who gladdened Bethlehem today. Blessed be the baby who made humanity young again today. Blessed be the fruitful one who lowered himself to our famished state. Blessed be the good one who made us suddenly rich when we had nothing and supplied our needs. Blessed be the one whose mercy and tenderness moved him to come to us in our brokenness. Surely one of such love would not willingly visit tragedy among us. Praise to the fountain that was sent to make us clean and shower mercy upon us. Praise to be to the one who rebuked dreaded diseases and they cleared off, the one whom the fever saw and fled. Praise to the merciful one who saw what we were struggling under and took our place. Glory to your coming, O Christ, which gave life to us, the children of the earth. Surely one of such love would not abandon us in our time of confusion. Glory to God who came among us in his firstborn. Glory to the silence that speaks with his voice. Glory to the Spirit on high, who was pleased to have a body, so that in a body his virtue might be felt, and he might by that body show mercy to the bodies of all his people. Surely one of such love is always with us in all our bodily struggles. Glory to the hidden one whose son was brought out into the open for all to see. Glory to the living one whose son was put to death. Glory to the great one whose son lowered himself and was like a nobody. Glory to the power who restrained his greatness to bodily proportions and his unseen nature to a human shape. With eye and mind we have seen him, indeed with both of them. Surely one of such love seeks to be seen, despite the mystery of our pain and suffering. Glory to the hidden one, who cannot be touched by even the most brilliant scientific investigation, but who generously allows himself to be touched by ordinary human hands. The divine nature that could not be touched in Christ had its hands bound and tied and its feet pierced and hung up. He willingly embodied the divine mercy for those who showed no mercy to his body. Surely one of such love calls us to love as Christ loved us. Blessed be the one. Whose own will brought him to the womb and to birth, to cradling arms and to childhood growth. Blessed be the one who underwent such change in order to purchase life for human beings. Surely one of such love desires for us life everlasting. Blessed is the one who sealed our soul, who placed a ring on the finger of our soul, and became the partner of our soul in marriage. Blessed is the one who made our body a sacred dwelling place for his unseen nature. Blessed is the one who used our tongues to interpret the secret mysteries of the universe. Let us praise the voice whose glory is hymned in our music, whose supreme goodness is sung with our instruments. Indeed, let us praise the one of such love. Glory to the child of the good one, who the children of the evil one rejected. Glory to the child of the just one, who the children of injustice crucified. Glory to the one who freed us and who was imprisoned for us all. Glory to the one who gave the guarantee and made good on it too. Glory to the beautiful one who made us in his own image. Glory indeed to the one of such love. Glory to the one who sowed his light in the darkness and was treated shamefully while unrecognized among us, and yet still kept his true identity a secret. Glory be to Christ on high, who mixes his seasoning into our minds and leaven into our souls. His body became bread to give life to our deadness. Glory indeed to the one of such love. Praise to the rich one who paid off our debts, though they had nothing to do with him, the one whom we owe everything, but who treats us as though he was indebted to us. With his own ball and chain he broke from us the chains by which we were being led into slavery. Glory to the judge who was judged, and yet who appoints his followers to sit in judgment on the nations and appoints the simple to pass sentence on the intellectual elite. Glory indeed to the one of such love. Glory to the one who could never be measured by us. Our heart is too small to comprehend him, and our mind too feeble. The riches of his wisdom makes the best we can do look foolish and insignificant. Glory to the one who laid aside his infinite knowledge and sat at the feet of teachers to hear and learn that which he knew, and who by his questions revealed the treasure of divine grace. Glory indeed to the one of such love. Let us adore the one who enlightened our mind with the knowledge of his truth, and who found in our listening a pathway for his words. Let us praise the one who grafted his fruit into our tree. Let us give thanks to God who sent his heir, so that the heir might draw us to God's self, yes, and make us heirs with him. Thanks to that good one from whom all goodness comes. Let us give thanks and praise to the one of such love. Blessed be the one who did not punish us because he was good. Blessed be the one who did not shun us because he was truth to himself. Blessed be the one who was both silent and reprimanded us that he might give us life with both. His silence strips us bare and terrifies us, and yet even his most severe reprimand is full of tenderness, as both traitor and thief have found. Blessed are we whose faith is in the one of such love. Glory to the hidden gardener of our intellects. He has planted his seed in our ground and made our mind a rich garden. He has harvested a bumper crop and stored it in the treasury of our souls. Let us adore the one who sat down and took rest and walked in the way and opened the gate so that all might find their way into the kingdom. Let us give thanks and praise to the one of such love. Blessed be the shepherd who became a lamb to reconcile us. Blessed be the branch who became the cup of our redemption. Blessed also be the grapes squeezed out as the medicine of life. Blessed also be the one who ploughs, who became wheat that he might be sown, and a crop that he might be cut. Blessed are we whose faith is in the one of such love. Blessed be the architect who became a safe building to shelter us. Blessed be the one who is so awakened, who so awakened wonder and love in us that we can sing songs unknown even to the angels. Glory to the one who saw how ready we were to become like animals in our brutality and our greed. The one who came down and was one of us so that we might be lifted up, fit for heaven. Indeed, let us give glory to the one of such love. Glory be to the one who could not get on fine without our praises, yet felt the need to be kind to us, and thirsts with love for us, and asks us for our love, and longs to live, to give love to us. May we love as the one of such love loves us. Let us praise the one who was born homeless and on the run, that he might take away the curse of poverty and fear. Praise to the one who got the job done and from his wounds gave us life. Let us praise the one who brought mercy and peace to birth by his birth. Praise to the one who put death to death by his dying. Glory be to God who cured weak humanness. Glory be to God who was baptized and drowned our guilt in the deep, and suffocated the one who was suffocating us. Glory indeed to the one of such love. Blessed be the divine surgeon who came down and amputated without pain and healed wounds with a medicine that was not harsh. God's own son became a medicine that mercifully restored sinners to health. Blessed be the one who dwelt in the womb and who made it a perfect temple that he might dwell in it. A throne that he might reign from it, a robe that he might be decked out in it. Blessed are we, healed by the one of such love. Blessed be the one whom our mouth can never sufficiently praise, because his gift is too great to be summed up, even in the most skillful words. Neither can our hearts adequately praise God's goodness, for no matter how much love and passion we muster, it's too little. And since it is useless to be silent and to constrain ourselves, may our feebleness excuse what praise we can sing. How gracious the one who never demands more than our strength can give. We would rightly stand condemned if we did not give whatever we could and refuse to offer the praise we owe. O God, you are the ocean of glory, who does not need to have your glory sung, but in your goodness accept this drop of praise, since it is by your gift made flesh among us this night, that you have supplied our tongues with a means of glorifying you. Let us give thanks and praise to the one of such love with all our hearts, all our minds, and all our strength.